It is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio for the first time in 3 weeks by my husband, the one and only Brad Bednar. Good morning. How are you?
You know, it's like I haven't seen you in 3 weeks or something.
We've seen each other a lot in the last 3 weeks, but not in this studio.
Just not here.
Just not in this place. Yeah.
On Fridays. Yeah. Somebody keeps suggesting we take vacations and do stuff.
That was you.
And somebody keeps agreeing to it.
That was me.
Yeah, there you go.
We had a delightful time. Awesome. So something fun that has happened in the 3 weeks since you've been in, fall has arrived in Chapel Hill.
I was talking to somebody in a car drive back from a vacation that somebody made us go on.
You.
About how I'm so happy that it's hoodie weather because I've just been living in hoodies again.
Yeah. You are, in fact, you can't see it on the radio. He is, in fact, wearing a hoodie right now.
I mean, you could see it. There's a bunch of cobwebs and spiders and tombstones in the way.
That's the Halloween decorations.
The Halloween decorations in the window. But if you were here, you could see it. But yeah, if I had a magic wand, it would be spring and fall year-round. And to be honest, it would be fall year-round because while I'm not a PSL boy, I'm delighted that there are PSL people out there.
I love PSL.
See, there
PSL's
you go.
PSL's great. Yeah. Fun fact, that spice combination has nothing to do with pumpkin. It's just nutmeg and cinnamon and vanilla and stuff.
Yeah,
it tastes delicious.
The kind of stuff you would put in a pumpkin pie.
Right, right.
Or a pumpkin pie adjacent thing.
You might put it in a fall-based concoction, like a pumpkin spice latte, and it's great.
Or
pumpkin pie.
Or I need one more.
Put it on a steak, and I'm sure it's delicious.
I'm sure there's a YouTube or TikTok about that.
Pumpkin pie steak, PSS.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah. Awesome. So if you're just joining us for date night for the first time, we recommend date night activities for folks to see and do if they're looking for romantic evenings out. And fall is here, and the weather is great this weekend. So what can you do outside and enjoy this this lovely weather we're having?
Yeah. I was thinking a lot about this, and I bounce around when we like pitch prompts to each other. I'm gonna take like my fifth choice, but it's my first choice now.
Okay. Whatever you say is your first choice just by default.
I mean, in theory, right?
Yeah.
I want to do a series of not pub crawls, but fall crawls. So the weather is really nice.
Right.
Kind of inspired by the concept that there are social districts in Raleigh, or a social district in Raleigh, and soon to be more everywhere.
Yeah. Thanks, Durham.
Yeah, thank you, Durham. Maybe Chapel Hill, Carrboro, wink, wink. What if, like, we did a, like, Carrboro, like, fall walk? We start at Mercado.
Okay.
Have a nice little romance pizza time.
On the west end of the west end. I like it.
And then come back. I don't want to say Carrboro proper, but Carrboro proper.
The Carrboro proper is that golden triangle that's formed by Main Street, Greensboro,
yes,
and Weaver Street,
exactly.
Right? Like, that's the center. That's the heart of Carrboro, yes.
You've heard it here first. That's where the heart of Carrboro is.
That's what
is.
I think, yeah.
While you're digesting your pizza and your walk back, you can stop by either Steel String or Glass Half Full, have a drink, and then, you know, stop at Armadillo, have some queso, and then end your night with a drink at either Vecino, Oakleaf, or Belltree, depending on how fancy or snacky you are.
I do appreciate how your ideal date night inevitably involves a stop at Armadillo Grill.
Okay, so we're going to derail.
Romance personified.
We are going to derail date night for a second. Everyone's favorite date night is when Brad gets on his soapbox. And here you go.
Jones Angel's coming up in like a minute.
Okay, listen, he can wait.
You've got a 30-second soapbox.
What does Jones Angel have to talk about that's more important than this?
Miami.
Who cares about Miami?
Lots of people.
The last time we were at Armadillo, our friend was doing a cocktail competition at
Vidrio.
Vidrio.
This is the Dillo in Raleigh.
Yeah, in downtown Raleigh. So being the lovely, supportive friends we are, we went and had like 12 cocktails at a cocktail competition and then went with all the bar people to the like surf club, like the bar place down the way. And then we realized that we're not bar people, and we're not used to drinking like 15 cocktails in a party.
We had booked a room at a hotel in downtown Raleigh. We were not driving after this. I was going to get there.
Just so y'all know. We're very responsible. Yes. I pre-booked the hotel. It was the worst traffic day that year, because Heron got there like 90 minutes. Anyway, point of the story, I recommended Armadillo because I think you and I actually had a really great day.
We did have a good time
sitting
at
that table at Armadillo at 2 in the morning just saying, oh dear Lord, please put some like substantive cheese in my stomach. Walk around Carrboro and into maybe Chapel Hill, and have a fall date.
After that, I've got 30 seconds for my recommendation.
I'm gonna recommend
two rodeos.
Okay.
The first one is one that we've talked about. Both of them outdoors this weekend. The electric vehicle rodeo at Carrboro Town Commons.
Right.
Saturday afternoon, you can go there and ride electric vehicles and check them out.
Beep beep.
And then enjoy drinks at Mercado and Armadillo
all
and Beltree and everywhere else.
So you're stealing
else.
My ideas.
Start
right.
at Carrboro Town Commons. Uh-huh. Cross the street to Mercado. Uh-huh, and proceed uh-huh. from there.
Sure.
The other event is the Eflin Raritan Club Rodeo, which Ooh. Is also this weekend in Eflin. If you're looking for that kind of thing to do, this is the perfect weekend for it. Their first one since the pandemic started. It's tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, and it's also a really good opportunity to get out and see something that you ordinarily don't get to see in Orange County.
We don't have too many rodeos in Orange County. Super down for this.
Having just watched
a pig race at a corn maze in Virginia this past week while I was on vacation. I'm all down for the Eflin Rodeo.
And a lot more outdoor activities on our local events calendar on chapelboro.com. So go there and find out more. And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.